Did you know you have the power to change your life? It all depends on your beliefs. If you have limiting beliefs, you limit yourself. I'm Becky Beach, and I'm here to help you overcome your limiting beliefs so you can design your dream life. This is the Becky Beach Show. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Becky Beach Show. I'm Becky Beach, and today's guest is Jane Havens of the Center for Pediatric Sleep Management. Could you tell us more about the Center for Pediatric Sleep Management, Jane?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me today. Again, my name is Jane Havens, and I'm the owner and founder of Center for Pediatric Sleep Management, which is an online sleep consultant certification program where we train, mentor, and certify women, or maybe one day men, to become pediatric sleep consultants. Sleep consultants support parents through the process of establishing healthy and independent sleep hygiene for children. We're generally supporting parents that have children as young as just a few months old, all the way up until about maybe even 6 or 7 years old. So there's a really wide range of children who need this type of support, and parents who are really craving this type of support because their children are not sleeping. And when your kids are not sleeping, it's really hard to thrive as a family unit.
Well, I completely agree. I remember when Brian, my son, like when he was little, he didn't want to go in his room to sleep. He would like just want to sleep with us. So it was very stressful times. I could definitely relate. And I'm sure everybody listening has had times like that too. So tell us more how this could help parents.
Yeah. So sleep consultants, again, they support parents through the process of establishing healthy and independent sleep hygiene for children. My business, I guess I'll go back into how I got started in all of this. Prior to becoming a sleep consultant, I worked in catering sales. I was an event planner and I worked nights, weekends, holidays, and I loved my job, but it was really overwhelming and I felt like I was never getting a break. So when I got pregnant with my son over 10 years ago, I decided that when he was born, I was going to leave my job in catering sales. And I ended up becoming a stay-at-home mom, which I loved. But about 4 years into stay-at-home momming, my daughter was born and she was less fun to be around. She was a really cranky baby. She was colicky, always crying. And I just wasn't loving the stay-at-home mom life anymore. I was really sort of burnt out from being at home and looking for an outlet. So I decided to become a certified pediatric sleep consultant. I went online, I took a course, got certified, and it was always sort of my intention to have just a side hustle or a passion project to keep me busy while I was still primarily just caring for my kids. But I think what happens is that when you really love your work and you're really passionate about what you're doing, things can sort of spiral out of control pretty quickly. And that's what happened to me. So my business, sleep consulting, you know, it's my one-on-one business is called Snooze Fest by Jane Havens. And that's where I support parents through sleep training. That business took off really, really quickly. And before I knew it, it was very much not just a side hustle anymore, but a really sort of legitimate full-time business. And I was loving it. I was loving every single minute of it. And, you know, I always say it never gets old to help parents coach their kids to sleep through the night. It is just as exciting doing that now as it was several years ago when I started in this business. And so I did that for a little bit. And very quickly, I realized that the sleep consultant certification courses on the market were largely doing a pretty good job of teaching you how to be a good sleep consultant, but they were missing the mark on teaching you how to grow a successful sleep consulting business. And, you know, most women who decide to get into sleep consulting, they've never started their own business before. They've never, they're not entrepreneurs. They're just women who want to support other women. And it takes more than that, right? In order to be a successful business person, you need to have more than just a desire to help other people. You need to know how to present yourself in a way that's thoughtful and articulate. You need to have sales experience, marketing experience. You need to have the proper mindset to grow a successful business. A lot of women just love to get in their own way and really sort of count themselves out before they even really get started. And I saw this as a pattern that there were so many women out there that wanted to get into business, wanted to start their own business and be successful, but they just had no idea about how to go about finding clients and growing this small business of their own. So that's why I created Center for Pediatric Sleep Management, which is my sleep consultant certification course. Not only do we teach you how to sleep train babies and toddlers, we teach you how to launch, grow, and scale a successful sleep consulting business.
That is so wonderful. Yeah, when I first started my business, I didn't really have any business experience at all. I had to take all these courses. That's just so awesome that you have built in the training in Snooze Fest to help other moms actually start this business and run it. Like that is outstanding. Like I've never heard any other course do this.
Yeah, so it's not Snooze Fest. I just want to clarify. It's not Snooze Fest that is teaching women how to be business people. It's Center for Pediatric Sleep Management.
Okay, but Snooze Fest is like your sleep training business.
Yeah, exactly. Snooze Fest is my business where I coach families one-on-one through sleep training.
Oh, okay.
And CPSM is the online course where we teach others how to do that.
Okay, that's great because. Yeah. Again, when I first started my business, like I didn't know nothing, you know, so it's very important to learn these techniques of mindset, you know, and how to manage your business. That's why it's so important if you want to get into sleep training to take Jane's program. So you said that you're a stay-at-home mom, but you did not like it at first, you know, like, so then you got into your own business. Like what did you feel better about yourself, you know, because you started a business instead of just being a stay-at-home mom and just being with your kid?
So I really was enjoying being a stay-at-home mom the first time around when my son was born 10 years ago. We actually had a blast together. He was a really easygoing baby and we would spend time going to music classes and little gym classes and we'd meet friends for lunch and I'd take him everywhere with me and I loved it. The second time around, it wasn't so fun. As I mentioned, my daughter was really challenging and just, it was rough. And I think having been a stay-at-home mom for 4 years, I sort of hit that wall of like, okay, I have done enough of this and I'm ready for something new. And when she was born and gave me a run for my money, it really sort of signaled to me that it was time to take back control of my own happiness and my own sort of mental well-being. And yeah, I think starting my own business really did give me the opportunity to sort of enjoy life again, enjoy parenting again. I actually think getting into entrepreneurship made me a better mom because I had something else to work on and think about besides just raising my kids. Not that being a stay-at-home mom isn't enough. It definitely is. But for me, I definitely needed to challenge my brain and I needed to sort of exercise my thoughts in a way that wasn't happening when I was just home with my kids going through the motions.
So what kind of qualities do you think would make a really good sleep trainer?
So I think that it's a few things. One, I think that if you've been through it yourself, if you had kids that struggled with sleep and you sort of figured it out, whether that be that you hired a sleep consultant yourself, or maybe you spent a lot of time reading books and blogs and got into the Facebook groups or whatever it is, and you figured out how to get your own child to sleep through the night. I think that that is a really important quality that you've sort of been through it yourself and you know both how hard it is when your child isn't sleeping. And then you've also been on the other side of things when you've sort of resolved it. I think that that positions you to be both really empathetic to a parent who's struggling and then also a really impactful coach to somebody who wants to make it to the other side of that struggle. I also think that truthfully, not everybody is cut out for entrepreneurship. This is just me being real here. Not everybody has it in them to trust themselves and believe in themselves to build something that is entirely unique and theirs. Some people are more comfortable just sort of working for the man, you know, coasting through on their 9-to-5 and collecting their paycheck and letting that be. And that's okay. You know, not everybody needs to be a successful entrepreneur. That being said, there are so many women out there who are sort of bored in their careers, bored at home, looking for something that sort of lights them up and excites them about the day. And that can be found in entrepreneurship. It really can. I know because I lived it myself and I see so many of my CPSM students and grads really find happiness and excitement in the process of growing a small business. And, you know, if that's you, if you're listening to this and you're sort of unhappy in your job, or you're a stay-at-home mom and perhaps a little bored, looking for some sort of brain excitement, you know, starting your own business is a really thrilling ride. And, you know, I think that really the only time that anybody ever fails in entrepreneurship is when they give up. Right. So, yeah, which people tend to do pretty quickly, right? People try things for a few minutes and they say, oh, this is hard. And then they stop. But if you're committed to being one of those people that sort of keeps at it until you see success, and success is relative, right? Success could be just landing that very first client. Success could be having your first $5,000 month. Success could be having your first six-figure year. There's so many different benchmarks for success, but if you're committed to your own level of success, then I think that entrepreneurship is a really thrilling ride. And sleep consulting is a great way to build a small business, especially if you have young ones at home and you're trying to navigate both professional and family life.
So what can people expect if they were to sign up for this program?
Sure. So CPSM really teaches the virtual model of the sleep consulting business. So if you decided to enroll in CPSM, you would learn how to support families through sleep training virtually. I don't personally go to any of my clients' homes to help them through this process. All of my work is done by communication via phone, email, sometimes Voxer, FaceTime, or Zoom. We're communicating completely virtually. And the course is all completely self-guided and self-paced. So you work through it on your own timeline. You can complete it in 3 weeks or 3 months or 3 years. It doesn't matter to me. I would say on average, it's taking my students about 4 to 6 weeks to complete the course. And while they're working through the course, and then forever after, they have support inside of our Facebook group for students and grads, where you can come ask questions and get support and really sort of lean on our community to hold you accountable as you're working on growing your own business.
Yeah, that's really, really good. So what's the time commitment like? Because I know moms are really busy. Like, how much time do they need to commit to this each week?
So you don't need to commit any specific amount of time to it each week. What I will say is that the whole idea that you can sort of build a really successful business on a part-time time frame, I think, is somewhat unrealistic. You know, I think a lot of women are out there on the internet or listening to podcasts or reading blogs about how they can make quick money staying at home, right? And I think at least in the beginning with anything, you get out what you put in. Right. So if you work a ton and you're really committed to growing your business, you're going to see success faster. And if you're only putting in a little bit of time here and there and you're not really prioritizing it, then you're going to see a slower pace of growth within your business. I love to enroll women into my program who are really lit up, really excited about the process, the prospect of being successful, and who are really passionate about healthy and independent sleep hygiene for children. Because when you have passion behind the work that you're doing and you're excited about it, it doesn't feel like work and it doesn't feel like you're spending all this time. You know, when people ask me, how much time do I have to spend on this? To me, they're not the right person for the program, because they're just looking for maybe a quick fix to make some money from home. And I think that's really rare. You know, that might happen after a lot of years of putting in the work, right? So for me as a sleep consultant, I actually don't work a ton of hours anymore, but that's because I worked really hard in the beginning to establish a foundation and a sort of pipeline of referrals, where I know that every single day I'm going to get an email, a phone call, a text message from somebody who got my name from a friend or a trusted professional. And so I have business that just like comes my way. I don't really work that hard to grow my business anymore, but it wasn't like that from day one, right? In the beginning, it takes time to sort of build out those referral networks. You know, I probably had to help, you know, maybe 25 to 50 families before I really started to notice that they were referring me to their friends, right? Like the very first family that you ever help, they may share your name with a friend, they may not, right? So you have to help a certain amount of families for the referrals to start coming in, and that takes time. So I always say you get out what you put in, and if you're really passionate about the work that you're doing, it doesn't feel like work. So I don't know. I work what I work, but I love it and it doesn't matter.
Well, how can moms find clients to what once they get started in your program? Do you like have a module on that?
So we do. We have a training on how to find clients. Literally, there's an hour-long training video inside of the course that's called How to Find Clients. And this is tricky to explain in a quick answer, but I always tell people that the secret to building a successful consulting business is really to connect with others who are supporting families similar to your client base, right? So like most of my referrals that don't come from happy clients sharing my name with their friends, most of my referrals come from other professionals in the parenting space. So pediatricians, daycare owners, preschool directors, family photographers, occupational therapists, feeding specialists, anybody that's really already working with moms who have young children, they are great referral sources. So, you know, making connections with those professionals. One of my top referral sources is a therapist who supports moms who are struggling with perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. So, you know, all day long, she's talking to moms who have depression and anxiety, largely, I think sometimes because they're not sleeping at night, right? And once she begins to pinpoint where their anxiety is coming from, a lot of the time it's lack of sleep, she will say to them, oh, I have the perfect person who can help you out. She refers them to me. And there I have a client, right? So that's how I'm finding my clients. Other sleep consultants are hanging out on social media, you know, trying to build an audience on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook. That's personally not really my style. I like to just connect in real life with people who are doing similar work to me, and we refer business back and forth. But at the end of the day, as long as you're getting your name out there and telling people what you do and articulating the transformation, which is, you know, huge when it comes to a baby or toddler sleeping through the night, as long as people understand the transformation, to me, it's like a pretty easy sell.
Yeah, that's like amazing. Cause I remember when I was like starting a business, like I couldn't find any clients. It was really difficult. Like, and then I just couldn't, and then eventually I just went back to my 9 to 5, but that's good. You have a module in there that actually tells them how. So this like course seems to have everything. So what can they expect to pay for this training?
So at the time that we're recording this, you know, this is going to live forever, right? So I want to say at the time that we're recording, in case the pricing increases at any point, the course is $2,450 if you pay in full. We have various payment plans that allow you to pay over the course of like 2, 4, 6, 8 months, which, you know, when you drag out the payments a little bit longer, the course becomes slightly more expensive, but it's $2,450 if you pay in full. And all of that can be viewed on our website, which is thecpsm.com.
Yeah, that's pretty reasonable. Yeah, I like how you can do it in payment plans, because that's a lot better for someone's budget, because a lot of moms are on budgets right now because of the holidays is coming and at the time it's recording anyway. And then like New Year's is coming, so a lot of them are getting their budgets. But this is definitely great for them to start earning extra money on the side, because side hustles can really pay off debt. Because that's how I was able to pay off all my debt. This is like a really amazing side hustle. You're helping so many parents, and also you can feel a sense of accomplishment. So it's highly recommend. I think this program is like really good for moms. If you're listening and you're interested, then I'll leave Jane's contact information in the show notes. So is there any,
that would be great.
So you want to say anything last minute, Jane?
You know, I guess the best place, if you're interested in learning more, the two best places to learn more about Center for Pediatric Sleep Management and just sleep consulting in general, we have a Facebook group called Becoming a Sleep Consultant. I'd love for anyone who's interested to join our free Facebook group. It's a great place to learn about the field. And then we also have our own podcast called Becoming a Sleep Consultant, where you can hear stories from ladies who have been through the program, who are successfully growing their businesses. And hopefully it will inspire you to want to do the same.
Okay. I'll make sure to put that in the show notes, like link to your group and also to your podcast. Like
that would be awesome.
Podcast is great. Like I listened to a few episodes myself. Make sure to go to mombeach.com/podcast, where I'll have all of Jane's information, where you can learn all about her program and her Facebook group and her podcast. Well, thanks so much, Jane, for being on today's show.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to the Becky Beach Show. please go to mombeach.com/podcast to learn more about my podcast and for show notes. If you want a 2022 free printable goal planner, please go to mombeach.com/subscribe. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Have a great day. Goodbye.